Dr. Schmidt dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 12/4/24, Mrs. Lippincott performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FTC was less than 0.8. There was no significant change after bronchodilators. Optimal effort is questioned as the peak flow rate is very low. Period compared to a prior study dated 8/20/24, there's been no significant change. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Wynne, WYNNE. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 12/4/24, Mr. Wynn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was a severe impairment in flow rates. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. There was no change after bronchodilators. Period, compared to a prior study dated 9/5/24. There's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Nicholas Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 12/4/24, Mr. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/4/24, there's been no significant change, period. A paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bonnie Terrell, T-E-R-R-E-L-L. This goes to Dr. Gail Thier. On 12/4/24, Mrs. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 9/4/24, there's been no significant change, period, and a paragraph impression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Kathleen with a K, Christensen. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 12/4/24, Mrs. Christensen performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. Without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period, compared to a prior study dated 8/21/24, there's been improvement, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. And improved compared to prior study. Thank you.